The plan, which some Republicans want to vote on before the 4th of July, has Delaware's healthcare community up in arms. Director of Delaware's Division of Public Health, Dr. Carol Rattay, calls it inhumane, and Attack Addiction's Dave Humes agrees.
Never have so few been so cruel to so many.
Currently under Delaware's Medicaid expansion plan, 50% of drug treatment services are covered, with the state picking up the rest. Under the new proposal, Medicaid would only cover 10%. Furthermore, insurance companies wouldn't be required to cover services for mental health and substance use disorders. That worries Connections Chief Operating Officer Chris Devaney. He fears many they serve who received services for the first time thanks to Medicaid expansion under Obamacare will be forced out of care and back out on the streets.
If this bill passes, so you're going to see an increase in people incarcerated, you're going to see an increase in people using the hospital systems, and that's going to be the primary place where people are going to end up getting care for those that are underinsured. And that's going to increase costs, not decrease costs.
Local law enforcement and EMT officials say they share Devaney's concerns and agree incarcerating individuals for drug offenses instead of referring them to treatment isn't the answer. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.